microphone maybe somewhere, and somebody had played it on the fiddle and adapted it to an Irish air. But I remember that we were just, no home, no home for the orphan girl. Have any bits of it. As she stood on the rich man's door, trembling she stood on the marble stair, wanting not the polish toe. And I can't exactly say where I heard it, but it was way back and I heard it in Ireland. But like Sparky, I couldn't agree with you more on the story of the songs. The stories to us are the most important, the story that the song has to tell. And also to the question of listening to songs. See, we don't have, our tradition at home is an individual tradition, and it's an unaccompanied singing tradition. We have no accompaniment, whatever. Whereas you have the advantage of, like what you had there, most of you have guitars, and you have choruses, and you have people who know and come in. Whereas when you're singing unaccompanied stuff, you have to get a story that's strong enough to stand on its own.
Well, that the whole idea of accompaniment is very, very new. I mean, in the 1920s, when people like Clarence Ashton, who was a banjo player from Western North Carolina, started putting banjo accompaniment to traditional ballads. I mean, that was the most damnable thing. I mean, he caught all kinds of grief. It's only really been in the last 50 or 60 years that people have violated that reverence of focusing everything on the singing. In fact, still where I live, people say I'm going to do this song without music means they're going to do it without an instrument.
Well, they have. It's not that I'm against accompaniments. Some accompaniments enhance a song, and songs sound better with an accompaniment. And whatever enhances a song is to its advantage. So, but in our tradition, where in the Gaelic, if they ask you to sing a song, they say "Obra on," which means to say a song, rather to tell a story of it. And also, you'll know from the words of a song almost where the song came from. Particularly, you'll know whether the song came out of the Gaelic, because the expression of the song is so much stronger than that of the English language ballad, the Irish song in English. I give an example, one I like singing at home. I sung it last week for a class called Dona Log, and it's a translation from a Gaelic song. A Dona Log ma hain har foria, bear me hain lat as na dain diarmid. My Dona Log, when you sail o'er the water, take me with you to be your partner. But the expression is so completely different to an English or to an Irish song in English. You'll find out what I'm telling you. I'll change keys. My Dona Log, when you sail o'er the water, take me with you to be your partner. 'Tis at fair or at market you'll be well looked after, and you can sleep with the Greek king's daughter. I saw you first of a Sunday evening. It was at Easter as I was grieving. It was on Christ's passion that I was reading. But my mind, it was on you and my fond heart bleeding. My Dona Log, you'll not find me lazy, not like some high-born expensive lady. I'll do your milking and I'll nurse your baby. And if you were set on, I would back you bravely. You said you wouldn't meet me, but you are lying behind the sheepfold as day was dying. I whistled first, then I started hailing, but all I could hear was the young lamb's wailing. You said you would give me, but as you talked lightly, fishkin gloves that would fit me tightly, and birdskin shoes when I would go out walking, and a silken dress that would set Ireland talking. My mother, she said, we should not be meeting, that I should pass you by and not give you greeting. 'Twas a good time, surely, to talk of cheating with the stable bear and the horse retreating. All black as the snow is the heart inside me. Black as the coal is the grief that drives me. Black as a boot print on shining hallways. And 'twas you that blackened it ever and always. For you took what's before me and what's behind me. You took east and west when you would not mind me. Sun, moon and stars from my sky you've taken. And God likewise, or I am much mistaken. My Donalogue, when you sail o'er the water. It's a different expression.
Well, thanks very much, everybody, for being with us today.
Face. She taught me the right, she taught me the fight, I see my mother's face. And then the verses are the same except the middle two lines change and I need to look at it. I see my mother's face, I see my mother's face. She taught me the right, she taught me the fight. I see my mother's face, I see my mother's face, I see my mother's face. She taught me the right, she taught me the fight, I see my mother's face, I see my mother's face. I see my mother's face, where people endure their trials to cure. I see my mother's face, I see my mother's face, I see my mother's face. She taught me the right, she taught me the fight. I see my mother's face, where justice is sought, where life can't be bought. I see my mother's face, I see my mother's face, I see my mother's face. She taught me the right, she taught me the right. I see my mother's face. my mother's face. The struggle goes on, it will be won. I see my mother's face. I see my mother's face. I see my mother's face. She taught me the right, she taught me the fight. I see my mother's face.
Yay.
One time, and there was a black woman in one bed beside me and a Puerto Rican woman in the other bed, and we really got, I believe he's treating us all this way. So she wrote this letter to Reagan, and this song is semi-verbatim to the letter that she wrote Mr. Reagan, and she called him Mr. Reagan, of course, some respect but not too much, and the chorus is real simple, and you'll catch on to it, and it'll come around pretty soon here. Dear Mr. Reagan, gonna write you a letter. Dear Mr. Reagan, gonna read it yourself. Dear Mr. Reagan, gonna write you a letter. Gonna be about everyone and about myself. I'm gonna explain about the poor, explain about the youth, explain about the old, and explain about myself. So you're gonna explain about the poor, explain about the youth, explain about the old, and explain about myself. So I'll try that part again. I'm gonna explain about the poor, explain about the youth, explain about the old, and explain about myself. Dear Mr. Reagan, people gotta have meaning. Dear Mr. Reagan, have reason to be. Dear Mr. Reagan, people gotta have meaning. People, Mr. Reagan, have their dignity. I'm gonna explain about the poor, explain about the youth, explain about the old, and explain about myself. Tell me, Mr. Reagan, what you got against the poor. Tell me, Mr. Reagan, what you got against the youth. Tell me, Mr. Reagan, what you got against the old. Tell me, Mr. Reagan, please tell me the truth. I'm gonna explain about the poor, explain about the youth, explain about the old, and explain about myself. This is a verse I like the best. Dear Mr. Reagan, your White House ain't heaven, but Mr. Reagan, it's the only one you'll see. Cause Mr. Reagan, keep being the way you be, and the White House is the only heaven you'll see. I'm gonna explain about the youth, or explain about the youth, explain about the old, and explain about myself. Well, Mr. Reagan, gonna tell you about myself. Ain't rich enough to live, but ain't poor enough to die. I don't got an education, but this much I know. What you say is the truth, and what you say is a lie, and what we want is the truth. I'm gonna explain about the poor, explain about the youth, explain about the old, and explain about myself. Try that again. I'm gonna explain about the poor, explain about the youth, explain about the old, and explain about myself.
Clever idea today, and we moved down to after dinner, so I can go to at least one group sing. Thinking very much of these people, I sang them this song by Bruce Phillips, Utah Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest, and it's the first time I've really sung it to a group of people who were not.
I spent my whole life making somebody rich. I busted my ass for that son of a bitch, and he left me to die like a dog in a ditch, and he told me I'm all used up. He used up my labor, he used up my time. He plundered my body, he squandered my mind. Then he gave me a pension of handouts and wine and told me I'm all used up. My kids are in hock to a god they call work, slaving their lives out for some other jerk. And my youngest in Frisco just made shipping clerk, and he don't know I'm all used up. These young people reaching for power and gold, they have no respect for anything old. For pennies they're bought and for promises sold. Someday they'll all be used up. They use up the oil and they use up the trees. They use up the air and they use up the seas. But what about you, friend, and what about me? What's left when we're all used up? I'll live out my life in this crummy hotel. It's lousy with bugs, and my God, what a smell. But my plumbing still works, and I'm clear as a bell. Don't tell me I'm all used up. Outside of my window, the world passes by. It gives me a handout and spits in my eye. And no one can tell me, and no one knows why I'm living, but I'm all used up. Sometimes in my dreams, I sit by a tree. My life is a book of how things used to be. And the kids gather round and they listen to me, and they don't think I'm all used up. Cause there's songs and there's stories and there's things I can do. And all that I have I can give back to you. I give my last cent just to make it come true. And no, I'm not all used up. They use up the oil and they use up the trees. They use up the air and they use up the seas. But what about you, friend, and what about me? What's left when we're all used up?
Letters come from the people that do the work, from the people that sing the song, from the people that live the life, and the people what get along, and the bottle of rum. From the demon that always lurk, from the demon that do me wrong, from the fury that is me wife, and the struggle that is me song. Oh, it kept me down sometime, it kept me down, but only a little look around and I find that I'm not so lonely. We in the same boat, brother, we in the same boat, brother. And my images come from the pleasure I had before, from the pleasure I am to know, from the pleasure my dreams provide, and the pleasure I can bestow, and a bottle of rum. From the trouble that's at my door, from the trouble where'er I go, from the misfortunes I abide, and the courage I try to show. Oh, it get me down sometime, it get me down, but only a little look around and I find that I'm not so lonely. We in the same boat, brother, we in the same boat, brother. And my images come from the woman that's on my knee, from the woman that's in my head, from the woman out in the sun, and the woman what shares my bed, and a bottle of rum. From a broken heart's misery, from a love that's grown so dead, from a love spent so foolishly, and illusions that I've been fed. Oh, it kept me down sometime, it kept me down, but only a little look around and I find that I'm not so lonely. We in the same boat, brother, we in the same boat, brother. And my images come from the world in which I live, from the world I love so well, from the world of change and light, and the Lord of which I tell, and a bottle of rum from the... I knew that one was coming. Do you know the next line, Tom? You were singing it. I'll get it in just a second. Hold on. From the world of change and light, and the Lord of which I tell, and a bottle of rum.
Somebody got a bottle of rum
there. That would help, that would help.
That always shakes that.
Well, you're going to have to miss that last line, because I can't remember what it is. So, there you go.
Wish. Oh, you got the key. Okay. That's the key. That's fine. Okay.
We shall not be moved. We shall not, be moved, just like a tree that stands by the water. We shall not be moved. Superfund cleanup, we shall not be moved. Superfund cleanup, we shall not be moved, just like a tree that stands by the water. Superfund, we shall not be moved. Super dry for Superfund, we shall not be moved, just like a tree that stands by the water. We shall not be moved. 20,000 dump sites, we shall not be moved. 20,000 dump sites, we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by
City.
We are here from Pittsburgh, we shall not be moved. We are here from Pittsburgh, we shall not be moved, just like a tree that stands by the water. We shall not be moved. All across the nation, we shall not be moved. All across the nation, we shall not be moved, just like a tree. Superfund, they must be removed. Those against the Superfund.